Is it possible that you can tell time when you're asleep? In this part of our series, Finding Time, NPR's Will Stone begins with his own experience.
Sometimes there's this thing that happens to me. It almost feels like a superpower. Sleep researcher Dr. Robert Stickold says I'm not the only one.
Just hundreds and thousands of people who all say, you know what, I wake up a minute before my alarm clock goes off.
Stickold is a cognitive neuroscientist at Harvard Medical School and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center.
And if I have to change my alarm clock because, like, I have a flight to catch and I got to get up early, I wake up a minute before that.
So is this actually a thing?
I can assure you that all of us sleep researchers say, balderdash, that's impossible.
Of course, Stickold says humans have an elegant and intricate system of internal clocks that help our bodies keep time. They regulate our circadian rhythms throughout the 24-hour cycle, and this affects when we go to bed and wake up. Except Stickold says that doesn't totally explain what we're talking about here.
So it's a true scientific mystery.
A mystery that other sleep scientists are familiar with, including Phil Gehrman at the University of Pennsylvania.
I hear this all the time.
In his experience, he says it seems to happen when people know there's something they have to get up for.
I think that anxiety about being late is kind of contributing to this.
Gehrman says a lot of mornings he wakes up before his alarm, maybe not right before, but in the general vicinity. That he attributes to his lifestyle, though.
Because I do tend to get a decent number of hours of sleep, and I think I'm just fortunate that the timing of my rhythm syncs up with the schedule that I need to keep.
But this question, why is it that some people can wake up at a precise time before their alarm, did remind him of an intriguing study published in Nature more than 20 years ago from a group in Germany.
I'm Jan Baum, and I'm a professor for behavioral neuroscience at the University of Tübingen, Germany.
Born says his team was interested in how expecting something to happen influences what's known as the HPA axis. This is a complex system in our bodies that deals with our response to stress and involves the hypothalamus, which is in the brain, the pituitary gland right beneath it, and the adrenal glands sitting over our kidneys. Born says they knew there was an increase in HPA activity, meaning hormones were released, as your body prepares to wake up from sleep.
We decided to just to try out. It came out as hypothesized.
Here's what they did. They found 15 people who'd normally wake up around 7, 7:30. They put them in a sleep lab and took blood samples all night. There were different groups. One was told they'd get up at 6 a.m., another 9 a.m., but was then unexpectedly woken up at 6. Born says there was a clear difference. The group who expected to wake up at 6 had a notable rise in this hormone starting about 5 a.m., as if their bodies knew they had to get up soon.
And this is a good adaptive preparatory response of the organism, that because then you have kind of enough energies to cope with getting up, and you can make it until you have your first coffee, maybe.
Born says the results raise big questions. How did the participants keep track of time so well while sleeping? After all, this wasn't when they typically got up. But Born says the results aren't entirely foreign to those who work in sleep research.
It is well known that there is a kind of mechanism in the brain that you can use by volition to influence your body, your brain, while it is sleeping.
For example, he says hypnotic suggestion can help make someone sleep more deeply. Even so, Born says he can only speculate as to what exactly is going on here.
Very amazing phenomenon.
Over the years, some scientists have tried to see just how real this phenomenon actually is, with mixed results. One small study found that over two nights, people were able to wake up within 20 minutes of the target more than half of the time. The two subjects who did the best were then followed for another week, but their accuracy plummeted. Another small experiment let people choose when they'd get up. About half of the time, the wake-ups were within 7 minutes of the target. Some research has found when you simply ask people, more than 50% believe they can wake up before their alarm. But Dr. Stickold at Harvard says the superpower that I and others think we possess may actually not be so reliable.
Maybe we'll find out that, like a lot of things that we think we do all the time, we only do it once in a while.
Still, he thinks there is something here, but that doesn't mean he plans on ditching his alarm clock anytime soon. Will Stone, NPR News.